Mickey Mouse has grown up again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on. Take a look at the old man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
Hi, this is Lily, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Heartbreak Blues by MJ Linderman. Thank you.
make your bed every morning. And leave the dark behind. Back behind the shadows. Thank you.
Hi and welcome to this week's episode
of
Us.
Us. I hope you're all having a wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm. I also hope that, yeah.
You just heard...
Oh, sorry, I'll introduce my songs.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else. You were looking at me expectantly, but I thought you were going to get going. Anyways.
On your songs?
No. I thought you looked like you had something to say, but it's okay. My bad.
I love doing a radio show with you because every time you do the picks first, it's all already... That's such a curse. Already...
They're already so great.
Already picks that I was considering a lot of the time, or at least like some similar albums in there.
Yeah, so the first song was
Except when you get into your singer-songwriter stuff. On singer-songwriter stuff, we really diverge. Anyhow, sorry.
All right. Heartbreak Blues by N.J. Linderman was the first one, and that reminded me of what you said, because Lily was like, I had planned to put Heartbreak Blues by N.J. Linderman, and that's like kind of a specific song to have the to like match up on like that, so that was kind of fun. So good. And then See by Low, also so good. Yeah, those are both like very both of us picks.
Yeah. That was a nice medium.
Yeah, there's no theme this week, we just...
Theme is the emotion of the week. And we should have put it
guess what
words,
it is.
That's a little too revealing, but you guys can all think to yourself.
You should just hint the whole time. You should just like really tease our listeners. Anyways,
giggling on air.
Enjoy.
On separate occasions, this phenomenon occurs. My second body left my first. I stared at myself, and so body outside dead out. What the hell was that about? Seven dwarves used to hang out in my van. I may drive a piece of shit, but I'm the man. I used to walk you to the old Blockbuster, 'cause I knew you'd get so bored so quick. Oh my darling, how'd you get so old so quick? You are not my daughter, but you are not my daughter, but if I can divide for you, guess I can divide.
Hey. I honestly, guys, I don't have much to say to you, but I just want to say what my songs were released. I feel like
we'll
I should
get
do
back
that
to the music.
Yeah, so you just heard Becalmed by Brian Eno, yeah, and Easy by Skirts from their album Great Big Wild Oak, which I've been enjoying a lot this week. I just love the like texture of it. It's very like, I don't know, it's very like mystical sounding. I don't know music terms, but that's how I'd frame it. And I don't know, I think, and before that we heard Papa Ed's Oob. I had always read that word and thought it was oboe, but it actually is OOBE.
How
so
do you know that?
What? Because I read it.
Okay.
Oob. Oobie. I don't know, whatever. Whatever,
sounds
dad.
A lot like a bad word. Speaking of, whatever, dad.
Whatever, dad.
A favorite of mine.
Yeah. There's, I love them.
So much of Addie.
Aww. Shout out, Addie.
High school, my very best friend now, who Lily has met.
Yeah, who I've met. She's not my friend, also.
Who is also your friend now. And shout out to Addie, who's listening to this in the art.
Shout out to Addie. Shout out to childhood best friends, because I'm visiting mine in like a day.
Oh, that's right.
So shout out Sarah, too.
And shout out to the Syracuse radio station, because I know they have one.
They do.
For every artsy school.
Maybe I'll try to infiltrate.
Oh, get a subslot? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pick up a subslot. That would actually be awesome.
Log in to Spinatron, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah, Lily show world domination.
We did it, everyone.
Lily show new world order.
And they said women couldn't break the glass ceiling. And here we are.
Yeah, for real. The glass ceiling of college radio. These are the real bounds we need to be taking. Yeah, I don't know. I think, like I said, I didn't go into this set with a theme in mind, but I feel like one kind of arose, and I think...
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe you guys don't agree, but these songs all fit together.
Oh,
and if you don't agree, you're wrong.
Enjoy!
Enjoy.
They never noticed the You need your lunch, you need a crush, you think too much. great. You just heard Soul Capture by Animal Collective. It's off their new album, Isn't It Now? And I love Animal Collective. I'm so sorry. And
don't be.
I used to think they were much more popular than they were per our interaction that one time.
Yeah, Lily like made fun of my friend for not knowing
who Animal Collective was. No, you know who Animal Collective is.
She was like, they have 10 million monthly listeners.
They do not. They have not that.
They have like 1 million, I think.
I think that's a lot. I think it was actually like 400,000. Anyhow.
That's like surprising.
That came out this week, so you should check it out. Before that was another new song from Duster. I don't know how well known it is outside of people I've seen.
Oh, that one's well known.
Duster's better known than Animal Collective.
Duster is like alt like 12-year-olds. I'm sorry. Like they make good music, but that's who their fan base is.
Where are the alt 12-year-olds socializing? And
on the internet. Where else?
Gosh. Gotta be on that. Surfing the web?
Yeah, no. This is, I mean, no, because Duster. Because the thing about Duster is, like, they were virtually unknown. And then they got, like, algorithmically, like, popular on, like from Spotify's algorithm. And then they also just got really popular on, like, TikTok communities of, like, self proclaimed all 12 year olds.
Okay, well.
Not the 12 year old part isn't self proclaimed.
Duster pick because no, the yeah. Supreme is great. It's
not to, like, slander Duster.
No, yeah. It's off, Remote Echoes, which also came out this week. And then before that was Polar Bear by Ride off of Nowhere. Favorite Ride album and favorite Ride song. And I am pretty sure I've played this on air before, but I love it.
It's okay. Outfit Repeating is okay.
Oh,
it's sustainable.
The song was
Reduce,
okay.
Reuse, Recycle. Sorry. I like the song.
You know, it's funny. Oh, I'm not going to get to that point, actually. Anyways, after the
okay.
Well, I was about to talk about this point my philosophy professor last semester made about like the plethora of music with the democratization of it all. And you know what? Let's get into it because
yeah.
I like what she said about Outfit Repeating being economical because it implies there's like a finite amount of like good music, I guess, to your sensibilities. But I find that there isn't. And it's not even that things are getting recycled. It's just genuinely new creation. Even with similarities, I think it's genuinely new. And, like, I just don't find any issue with music being, like, the bar of entry being so low and there being so much. Because I think the problem of, like, too much volume isn't all too true with art and especially with music. That being said... Do you have anything to say, Lily?
Well, I
Thank
mean,
you,
I don't.
Professor
I don't. I do think it's definitely been democratized in any way, and like, the volume is a lot bigger. It's a lot more accessible for most people. But I mean, like, it's not like people are just genuinely, like, maybe people are accessing more music, but it's more. I was more commenting on how the algorithm revives things and frames them as new,
and
it's kind of it's like faux newness.
Yeah, that's a
and also how entirely. Like you know like the market dictates like and algorithms like what people are introduced to, and so it's not like they're just exploring everything. It's like people are exploring the same things with trends because that are marketed to them. So I don't know. I don't think it's just like
it was also so
neutral exploration.
I had this discussion with like 30 other people.
But, wait,
am I what?
No, it's okay. Sorry, you go.
Oh, thank you. In a political theory group, and none of them. I don't know. It's interesting to talk music with people who aren't at the studio. It's always a great time.
Were you guys talking about like
it's just a fresh perspective,
like as in how it's consumed or just like what music you like?
We were talking about how it's consumed as like a type of art and how art has evolved over time and might be kind of a bleak future in an era of democracy and like the decay of the West and such. And I don't know. I think it's a really different thing if you're really into music. Anyways, so next up we're going to hear Blind by Lovertown, which is new and it's sick. And then after that, we're going to hear No One in the World by Locust, which is also new. And No One is spelled with a dash. And I think that's just darling.
I'm glad it's not noon.
Okay. Enjoy. Yeah.
I'm having a great time. And I just love it.
I'm alive.
I love it.
I love it.
Too much fun. I'm having a great time. And I just love it. I'm alive.
I love it.
Hi, everyone. So sorry to talk over it, but this is Grab the Wheel by Millie. Also new. Also might be seeing them on Sunday. I know Lily definitely is going to. Millie's great. I love Millie so much. And before that, you heard No One in the World by Locust.
Lily's Love Millie.
And also, these are Lily's. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. Anything else, Lily?
Night night.
God bless you and Millie.
Yeah.
And let
Millie's and Lily's everywhere.
Millie's and Lily's
have
everywhere.
Have a lovely evening.
And let your star thistle blossom.
Whoa, it's innuendo, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all. Okay. Bye.